As if the peiros come back to its original tchum, you carry it back home again, then you are allowed to eat them on Shabbos. And who are then on Yom Tov will have the din of the first tchum. You can carry them all around the first tchum of the city. Mashenke and Shloibim Koyman has caused them on their outside in the fields. They're not in its own mokum. You didn't bring it back to its original tchum. You're not allowed to eat it outside. That's what Nechemya argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says even though the peiros are outside the tchum, if they were taken there, b'sheyeg, it's mutter to eat them. Then Nechemya holds no. Kol zman the peiros are outside the tchum, it's also to eat them. It's only mutter to eat them when they came back into the tchum. Shat Gemara, my bim koyman. What does it mean when the peiros came back to its original tchum, you're allowed to eat the peiros on Shabbos? Ilema bim koyman b'mezid. If you want to tell me, Rav Nechemya holds, that even though the peiros were brought back b'mezid on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it gets the din of the original tchum. That's why you're allowed to eat them. As I let it carry them around on Yom Tov, so male, this would be like Rav Papa's pshat. Shad Gemara, nein. Well, Ketoni Behedya, we learned before Behedya that Nechemya holds not like that. Well, Ketoni Behedya, we learned before that Rav Nechemya, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Oimrim, they both say that Lo'olam Asurin at Sheyachru Linkoimon Shegigin, that the Peiros are Osir, if Peiros went out of its tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, the Peiros are also to eat, only if they came back to its original tchum, to its original tchum, when Shegigin. So Chutzadik, Dafke B'Shegigin. It's only mutter to eat these Peiros if it came back B'Shegig. Ma'ashenkin B'Mezid Loi. If they came back B'Mezid, then it's also to eat these Peiros. So what's Pshat Rav Nechemya that he says, B'mkoimon you'll not eat it. Elo Lav, Elo Ma, you have to learn, that B'mkoimon B'Shegig. That Rav Nechemya means if the Peiros came back to its original tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, B'Shegig, that the person forgot, or the person didn't realize the Peiros went out of the tchum, he thought it was mutter to carry it back, in such a case the Peiros are mutter to eat. That's when it's mutter to eat. So the Marvaita, v'chasurei nechsro, and something is missing in this braisa, v'ochi ketoni, this is the way you're supposed to learn the braisa. The word Peiros, esheyotze chutz tchum. If you have Peiros that somebody carried them out of its tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is b'shegig. If it was taken out of its tchum b'shegig, is yoichlu. Then you are allowed to eat these Peiros where they are, even though they're outside the tchum right now. But since they were taken out b'shegig, the person didn't realize he went out of the tchum, it's mutter. B'mezid lo yoichlu. The person carried the Peiros outside the tchum, and the Peiros are outside the tchum, then you're not allowed to eat them. Or then you can't carry them more than Dal Damas on Yom Tov. Now, B'med Devar Mamurim, when do we have these halachis? Shaloi Bim Koyman. This is only Kol Zaman the Peiros are outside the Tchum. They're not back in the Tchum. Avo Bim Koyman, but Lu Yitzui, somebody carries these Peiros back into the original Tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is the halacha afilu B'mezid Yoichlum. Even if the person took them out and brought them back B'mezid, still, you are allowed to eat these Peiros. And the Chura, this is the Tanakama that Rav Papa holds like this Tanakama. But Rav Papa said this far before, that look at the Peiros. The Peiros themselves are anusim. They can't walk. And somebody dragged them out and somebody dragged them back. Therefore, the Peiros are mutter to eat and are mutter to carry around the Tchum on Yom Tov. So the Chura, the Tanakama holds like, Rav Papa holds like the Tanakama. Now, V'yosa Rav Nechemya Lameima, Rav Nechemya comes and argues on the Tanakama, and he says, that afilu bim koyman, even if somebody schlepped, brought the peiros back into its original tchum, still the halacha is afilu bim koyman nami. Even when the peiros are back to its original tchum, is b'shoygeg in. It's only mutter to eat these peiros or to carry them around on Yom Tov if it was brought back b'shoygeg. That the person did not realize he was doing an iser. He thought it was mutter, or he thought he's not outside the tchum. Ma'ashenkein b'meizid loy. Mashenkin, if you did it, b'mezid, then the halacha is it's also tita peiros, even though it's brought back into its original tchum, but since it's done b'mezid, it's also tita. So the kid said, this is the machlokes tanoim, the Tanakama holds that peiros, when they're schlepped out and schlepped back in again, it's always mutter. It's yafsu latera rishayna. And Rav Nechemya Dingzich holds no. It's only if you brought back the peiros b'shegig that it's mutter. But if you brought it back b'mezid, it's also. So, Chura, this is a raya to Rav, at least Rav Papa has a Tanakama on his side. That's why Rav Papa paskins like the Tanakama. Yeah. So, Gemara says, loy. No, maybe there's no raya. Maybe this is not the machlokes tanoim. Maybe still it's a kashan Rav Papa that nobody holds like Rav Papa. I'll tell you the pshat in the machlokes is like this. The meizid dim koimon is the kulu yalma loy pligi di yosef. Maybe even the Tanakama holds that if the peiros were schlepped out of the tchum and then you brought them back in the tchum, if it was done the meizid, it's also titis peiros according to everybody. In other words, everybody here argues on Rav Papa. For hocha abezoi, what is the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nechemia? For hocha, I tell you b'shoygeg shloy bim koimon pligi. There's only one machloikis. Where you schlep the peiros out of the tchum b'shoygeg. Either you forgot there's an iser, or else you didn't realize this was the tchum, you thought you're still in the tchum. So you carried the peiros out of the tchum on Yom Tov. This is the only machlekes. The Tanakama sovar b'shoygeg shorit. The Tanakama holds, even though the peiros now are outside the tchum, but since you did it b'shoygeg, it's mutati the peiros. Shaloi b'mkoyman. Is b'shoygeg shorit shaloi b'mkoyman. If since you did it b'shoygeg, it's mutter even though the peiros are shaloi b'mkoyman. Rabbi Nechemya comes now to be Machmer and says, "Afilu shoygeg, even if you carried the peiros out of the tchum only on a shoygeg, you didn't realize you're doing the issa. Still, b'mkoyman in, it's only mutatitis peiros if somebody schlepped the peiros back in to the original tchum b'shoygeg. Or b'shloy b'mkoyman, kol zaman the peiros are outside its original tchum, loy." That's Rabbi Nechemya's chumrah. That kol zaman the peiros are outside its original tchum, even though it's schlepped there b'shoygeg, still it's osur. But nobody holds that if you schlep it back to the original tchum b'meizid, it's mutter. So chur tzakasha to Rav Papa. So the Gemara name. Yes, Gemara. For hamid k'toni sefer. Since it says in the sefer a lashon like this, Rabbi Nechemya v'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimrim, they both say that lo'olam asurin ad sheyasru limkoimon shoygegin, that these peiros are osa titem if they went out of the tchum on Shabbos, and the only time it's mutter if they were returned to its original tchum shoygegin. It was done b'shoygeg. The person didn't realize it went out of the tchum. It was a shoygeg. So the diyek shoygegin b'meizid loy. It's only mutter if they came back b'shoygeg and not b'meizid. Ba'kobonim it's a diyek. Michlal the Tanakama, from there it's a kolor raya that what's the sron Tanakama, sovan, that the mezid nami shari, the Tanakama holds no, that any time the peiros came back to its original tchum, even though it came back for mezid, the person realized he was doing a nisr, still it's a diik that shari. The Tanakama holds that it's mutter, shema mina. So well, then it's good that Rav Papa holds like the Tanakama, that they hold, even though the peiros were taken out of its tchum the mezid, and they were brought back again on Shabbos or on Yom Tov Mezid, still the peiros become mutter. And the svar, like we had before, Rav Papa's svar was, because anusim hein, the peiros themselves aren't on us. Yeah, let's see Rashi now. For me, dikton, it's Rashi b'hachach riti. Is li oilom asurin mechlad de betarti pligi. That's the diik, that the machoike tanakama, and Nechemi is in 2 points. The tanakama b'mezidim koimim namishari. That the tanakama holds, if it's brought back to its original place, even b'meizid, still it's mutter. Di chod de kuluhu to mekel, because if there's only one svar to be mekel, only one sati mekel, v'rem nechemye behuhu de polig. And Rem Nechemye argues on that punct, hochi boile le misni. This is the way Rem Nechemye should have said his din. Kiratoni v'kemaisa. And then Rashi goes on, v'midit nan li'olam, it's mashma Tanakama holds that, like Rav Papa, when it comes back, then even b'meizid, still it's mutter. All right, we'll stop here. Daf Mem Beis Yomer Aleph, but 2 dots. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Hoye Mahalach. Somebody was walking. His posture was walking outside the city on Shabbos. If you any day at Chum Shabbos, he doesn't know exactly where does the Chum end. He doesn't know. They didn't put up a sign say Atkan is at Chum Shabbos. And he knows where his city ends, like where he could start counting from, but he doesn't know how far he has to walk. He has a right to take 2,000 normal steps. That's called the Tchum Shabbos. And the Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amas. So come to say, it's a normal, medium-sized step is an amma. So that's how you can measure it for yourself on Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos, but since you're going mitzvah at Tzorech Shabbos, it's like the Tzorech Mitzvah, you're allowed to make a medidol at Tzorech Mitzvah. This is called, you're allowed to count to know the mitzvah, how far you're allowed to walk. So you're allowed to count the Alpayim Mamah yourself. So Drashi, When you take a step, a medium-sized step is an ama. And the Tchum Shabbos is Alpayim Ama. So that's the way you measure. You can measure it for yourself on Shabbos, walk 2,000 steps outside the city. A person at the beginning of Shabbos was in a bikkah. He was resting in a bikkah. A bikkah means a wide open field. There was no mechitis around him. So if that's your kind of shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos, so you have Alpayim Ama from that mokum. You have Dal Damas around where you're sitting. That's like your mokum, Dal Damas all around you. And from there further, you have Alpayim Ama. Rashi says, Shabbos bebikkah. You're sitting in the beginning of Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshos, where you are in the field. That's where you're kind of your shvisa. And from there, you have a right to walk up Ha'imam al-Choruach. Now, V'kifu nochri mechitza b'Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, Goyim come and make big mechitzas all around you. Like, for 100 amis all around you, they put up mechitzas. What's the halacha? Do we consider these mechitzas like your Dal Damas now, and you'll have our Payim Amma to walk outside these mechitzas? Or no, these mechitzas don't help you. V'kifu nochri mechitzas. Is the halacha b'Shabbos, v'kifu nochri mechitza b'Shabbos, is the halacha mahalach al Payim Amma. You're allowed to walk al Payim Amma, or metalto b'kula ayidei zrika. As you could walk al Payim Amma, and you can metalto inside these mechitzas ayidei zrika. You're allowed to throw something inside these mechitzas. So Rashi learns, what's the pshat? V'kifu nochri mechitzas b'Shabbos. Oladira. These goyim like build up mechitzas to live inside them. Kagoyim shekifu loder b'toichoy. The goyim want to live inside these mechitzas. Dilav hochi, because if the goyim didn't make the mechitzas to live there, then the loch is b'yoysim b'sosayim le'mishtari l'tatu le'bo. Anytime it's more than a base of sayim, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside the mechitzas. Elo dal damas. So here we want to say you can metaltal the kula, and even though it was wider than the base of sayim, we have to say the goyim made these mechitzas, this hekif, on Shabbos for the purpose of living inside. So therefore these mechitzas are good mechitzas, that really it has a shem reshus yochid inside, you can metaltal as long as you want inside. Is the halacha mahalach bo apayim. So Rashi le'mahani le'hanach mechitzais li'yotze le'kadal amis. We don't say that now that the goyim made mechitzas around you on Shabbos, let's look at all these inside the mechitza is like your dal damis. And outside of that, you have another Alpayim Amma to go. No, that's not the lochem. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshos, these mechitzas were not here, that's when your tchum is chal. So at that time, you only had Alpayim Amma. That's all. You can't go more than Alpayim Amma from where you were at the beginning of Shabbos. Le'mahani le'hanach mechitzas dal damis. When do we say that a whole bias, a mechitzis, is considered like Dal Damis? If before Shabbos started, in other words, Bein HaShemoshos at the beginning of Shabbos, you were in a house. So if you're in a wide house, that even though it's wider than Dal Damis, the whole house is considered like Dal Damis to you. Because you're in the mechitza at the beginning of Shabbos. Aval Hoch over here though, Tibishas Shavisa, at Bein HaShemoshos, the beginning of Shabbos. Loi heavy mechitzos. These mechitzos were not up yet. The goyim first put them up in the middle of Shabbos. Is loy. Here we don't say these mechitzos are like your dal damis. The afil rabbi gamliel. The yoma boi tziyu nochrim. V'nasnu b'diroi b'sohir. The afagad lo Shabbos v'yava mechitzos. Nasas lo kiyabama yisum halaches kuloi. Even though in the Mishnah rabbi gamliel said, let's say the goyim slept you out of your tchum on Shabbos and put you into a corral outside the tchum. So halacha is, since Lamaisa they put you into a corral which has mechitzas, you're allowed to walk around the whole corral even though it's more than Dal Damas. Like this, the Mishnah said, if the goyim slept you out of your tchum, you can only walk Dal Damas, not more. But let's say the goyim put you into a big mechitzas, into a big Rishus HaYochid, then you are allowed to walk around that whole Rishus HaYochid, because we look as if it's Dal Damas. I, at the beginning of Shabbos, you weren't at Dal Damas. So what's the chiluk between over there and over here? So Grash is a big chiluk. Over there where the goyim slept you out of your tchum on Shabbat, they picked you up and dragged you out of your tchum, we say the din is you're only allowed to walk Dal Damis. So about you have a chumrat din only Dal Damis,
if the goyim put you into a seer, the other rabbanim will make all to say you can walk around the whole seer. Avol akreinu shvisa. Mashenk in a normal case where at the beginning of Shabbos you are sitting in the bikkur in an open valley. Sheyesh lo alpayim mama. You have alpayim mama to walk all around you, so it's not so gefelich. In such a case, lehikilu chachavim etzloi liyas lehekiv mechitzas karabamis. Elim came shoves biavirim. Only if you lived in these mechitzas at the beginning of Shabbos. But here, at the beginning of Shabbos, you were out in the bikkur. You were out in the open field. So you're kind of shvisa that you only have alpayim mama to walk. That's all. Now, if on Shabbos the goyim put big mechitzas around you, you're not allowed to walk out of your original tchum. And we don't consider these mechitzas like now that you're dal damis and you have alpayim mama outside the mechitzas. No, since at the beginning of Shabbos the mechitzas weren't here, hilchus tchum goes boss at the beginning of Shabbos. So at that time you only had alpayim mama. You still only have alpayim mama. So that's the halacha again. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Shabbos Bebikah. The beginning of Shabbos, you were in an open field. V'kifun Narchem Mechitza. In the middle of Shabbos, Goyim made Mechitzes. V'Shabbos Mahalach Alpayim Mama. You're only allowed to walk Alpayim Mama, nothing more. You can't walk more than Alpayim Mama, and to use these Mechitzes like to make your Tchum wider. But the Chiddush is though, O Metalto Bekuloi Ayidei Zrika. But you should know, if these Mechitzes were tremendously big Mechitzes, they're more than Alpayim Mama wide. So it has the same Rishus Yochid. So you could walk till Alpayim Mama. You have to stop there. You can't walk more. But if you have a chayfetz with you, you're allowed to throw it further. Because Lamais, it is a Rishus Yochid. Since the Goyim made this big wide house on Shabbos, and they made the Mechitzas Amanas to live inside it, so it's called the Rishus Yochid. So inside this Rishus Yochid, you're allowed to take a chayfetz and throw it as far as you want. Even though you're throwing it out of your tchum, that you're not allowed to walk there, because the locker is you can't walk more than alpayim mama, but the zrika, you're allowed to be metal to bakula. That's Rav Nachman's chiddush. And you don't make exerah to say that once he's going to throw chveitzim to the end of the house, which is more than alpayim mama, maybe he'll run after the chayfetz and take it. No, we don't make exerah. You're not allowed to walk more than alpayim mama. But zrika, you could throw as far as you want. And we don't make any exerahs. That's Rav Nachman's din, the name of Rav Shmuel. The more of Rav Huna, Omar, Rav Huna says no. Rav Huna Omar, Mahalach Alpayim Mama, you're only allowed to walk Alpayim Mama, that's all. You can't walk more. How far can you carry? Now, you could only carry Dal Damas, not more. It's even in the first Alpayim Mama, that you are allowed to walk, you should know you're not allowed to be Metalto there. And this is going to be the kasha. Even though Lamaise, it is the Rishus HaYochid, the Goyim made Mechitas all around here, so you're in a Rishus HaYochid, still Rav Huna says you can't be Metalto, you can't carry something more than Dal Damas. That's all. For at the Gemara of Metalto Bekulai Dei Zrika, why does Rav Huna argue on Rav Nachman? Why can't you throw something throughout this whole house? Even though it's more than Alpayim Mama, so what? You're only allowed to walk Alpayim Mama, that's a Din Chum. But now to throw something further, why not? It's in a Rishus HaYochid. There's no Yisroit Tzor. So why can't you throw all the way to the end of the house? And for the Gemara, Rav Huna holds this Gzeira. It's Gzeira, Shema Yimoshech Acha Chevtzoi. That maybe you'll run after your Chveitzim. If you're going to throw your ball more than Alpayim Mama to the end of the house, we're afraid you'll change your mind and run after it. You'll try and get it. And then you're going to come to walk out of Alpayim Mama. So Gzeira, you shouldn't walk more than Alpayim Mama. We said you can't throw anything more than Alpayim Mama. So Freti Gemara about Alpayim Mil Tautu, good, I understand why you can't throw outside the Alpayim Mama. So Gzeira, you come to walk to yourself. But I'll call upon him in the first Alpayim Mama, why can't you carry? Just like Rav Nachman says, you're allowed to walk, then you're allowed to be metaltol, because it's a Rishus HaYochid. So why do you call it Rav Huna? In the Alpayim Mama itself, since you are allowed to walk there, there's no Gzeiras. So the Chura, why can't you carry there? Your mamish in a Rishus HaYochid now. Even though the Goyim made the Mechitzas on Shabbos, so what? Mechitzas that are made on Shabbos, we had before, are called Mechitzas. And it's Hukah for Dira, it's a real Rishus HaYochid. So why can't you be metalto now, only Dal Damas? So tomorrow, Alpayim Mil Tauto Ki Uchayu, why can't your mamish carry something in your Alpayim Mama? Like you're now in the middle of Rishus HaYochid. And for the Gemara, Mishum Dehevik Kemechitza Shenifritza Vimlua Lamakam Osala. The pshat is, where your Alpayim Mama ends, there's no Mechitza between that Mokam and the rest of the house. Hey, the Goyim now made a tremendous house, 5,000 Amas long. So you have a right to walk only 2,000 amas, that's all. Now the next 3,000 amas long, you don't have a right to walk there, because it's out of your tchum. So since that makom, those 3,000 amas are osur, now your 2,000 amas is open completely to that makom. There's no mechitza between the two of them. So that's halacha. Anytime your makom is nifras from luya, it's open all the way to another makom, that in that makom you're not allowed to be metalto, you can't go in that makom. So it's like it's open to Rishus Rabbim, it's like there's no fourth wall. Since there's no fourth wall, that's why it can't be metalto. That's this new halacha. That it's nifrat sabim lua lemakom asala. Hey, since outside you're alpayimama, you're not allowed to carry, you can't even walk there. So v'zoi who are then inside your alpayimama, also you can't carry. Because your makom is open completely to another makom that's also to you. So that's not matyu to metaltu. So drashi, drashi metaltu, the third line from the bottom. O metaltu v'alpayim, afilo ku uchayu, the kashya is now, but in the first 2,000 amas, that's your tchum, why can't you carry there normally? I understand outside the apayim you can't, according to your shita, is because you have a gzeira, you come to walk there. Good, so you don't carry out of the apayim mama. But inside the first apayim mama, why can't you carry? You're allowed to walk there, and you're in the Rishus HaYachid right now. The Teretz is, as Rashi, I skipped this Rashi before. Rashi before, but apayim miyus Rashi before that. But apayim miyus shumut laholach bem lek lemigzabu mishum shem yim shachachetzav netalto kiyuchayil tilto gomer v'kol shchein zrika so mechitz mayus aninu o meshani the gemara gets a teretz kiv on the chutz le'apayim o sletalto since outside your apayim yotchum you're not allowed to carry there afilu bezrika according to Rafun it's even also to throw there. Why mishum shem yim shachachetzav we're afraid maybe you'll run after your chvetzim and you walk out of your tchum of ezoy v'kol shchein kiyuchayil. In a vad, you can't carry outside your tchum. To ein yochol haluch shem, you can't even walk there. Has you only have a right to walk up high mama and not more? Or the talto mitzvah sir, mainly you're also to metaltu. Or the talto mitzvah nami ba'apayim. Or bezoy we ask you can't even carry inside your first apayim. Mushum dehevei apayim delay nifrotzim luchutz apayim. It's opened up completely. There's no mechitza between your apayim mama and the rest of the spies. It's nifrat b'mluya luchutz apayim. The asirulei mishum zera shem yimoshech. So ein hefsek b'neim, there's no mechitza between them. Ve'ev mechitza nefretzes b'mluya l'mokam osala. Anytime you had like four walls, and the fourth wall falls down, and it's opened up to a mokam that's also to you, so it's like you only have three walls, no fourth wall, it's also to carry them. So that's why here, that's Rav Huna's svara. Even in your first alpayimam, you can't carry, because your alpayimam is open completely to the next rishus. And the next rishus, you can't even walk there. So pshit, you can't carry there. Hamshit, you can't even throw there. So Mela Hu Adin, you can't carry in your first Apai Mama. That's Rav Huna's svara. So tomorrow, Chia Barav Omar Mahalach Apai Mama. He holds you are allowed to walk Apai Mama. O Metaltal Apai Mama. And you're allowed to carry only in your Apai Mama. This is like a new shita now. That in the first Apai Mama that you're allowed to walk, you're allowed to carry there also. I, how can you carry? We're talking about a biko. We're talking about the same case where the goyim made mechitzas on Shabbos. So lemaisa now you're like carrying inside the house. So since you could walk up high mama, those up high mama you're allowed to carry. But more not. You can't even throw out of the up high mama. So Gemara says, the Chura command. Who does Reb Chiya go like? The like Rav Nachman, he doesn't go like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says, even though you can't walk out of the apayim, but you are allowed to throw there. You're allowed to stand at the end of the apayim mama and take a bulb and throw it as far as you want. Since you're inside a big house, it is a Rishus HaYochid, so Nageyat HaHiluch, you can't go more than apayim mama, because your Shavisa was Koina at the beginning of Shabbos. At that time, you only had apayim mama. But now Nageyat HaYitzor, there's no Yisra HaYitzor, it's all one big Rishus HaYochid, so you can throw as far as you want. Rabbi Chiya is saying no. Rabbi Chiya is saying you can only be metalt l'apayim and not more. So it's not like Rav Nachman. Vaitav like Rav Huna. And he doesn't hold like Rav Huna either. Because Rav Huna holds you can only be metalt l'dalad amis. Not at all in the apayim mama. And here Rabbi Chiya is saying it could be metalt in the apayim mama. So Chur Rabbi Chiya is not like neither of them. Have the Gemara Eimah metalt be our boys. Not to make a third machlokes. Well, that's why Rabbi Chiya also meant to say like Rav Huna, that you're not allowed to, you could only be metaltal dal damis, not more. Because since your apayim mama is opened up completely to the next rishus, which is also for you to walk there, it's also for you to carry, even in your apayim mama. For the Gemara, Yehochi Abazoy, Hainu the Rafuna, Rav Chi is Mamash and like Rafuna. Now the Gemara, Eimel, let's say, V'chein Omer Rav Chi Barav, Eimel, that Rav Chi Barav is saying the same halacha, like Rafuna. V'chein Omer Rav Chi Barav. Was that the Gemara, Omer, Lei Rav Nachman Rafuna, Rav Nachman now told Rafuna, Le Tiflo the Lei Shmuel. Like you, Rafuna, don't argue on me, on Rav Nachman, that I said my halacha in the name of Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel's halacha is right. That Shmuel said again, that you have this Alpayim Mama to walk, you're allowed to carry in the whole Alpayim Mama, and you can even throw something further out of that Alpayim Mama. As long as it's in Rishus HaYochid, that the guy you made a Mechitza now, you're allowed to be Metalta Bekuloi. So Nachman is telling Rav Huna, I have a raya to the Shita, so don't argue on Shmuel. What's the raya? The Tanya Kavosei. The Tanya we learned, Hoya Moideid Ubo. Somebody was carrying